Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
his child and forever I am.
For I cannot be silent, his love is so fierce. Good evening, my dear beloved brothers and sisters on Advent Health Reform Thursday. Good night again. Welcome, everyone, on this line this evening. We are here to give God the praises and to bring glory to his wonderful name. So this evening, my dear beloved brother, the Lord word said, where two or three gather together doing things concerning our will, he is in the midst. So we know he is here. And I'm asking my brothers and sisters to always remember, you know, that he is with us and that we serve our true God. We serve a holy God. We serve a God who loves us so much, and he wants us to love him just as how he loves us. And this evening, as our Health Reform Thursday, and when we look upon the glory of God, you know, brother's word cannot express our gratitude towards him. So this evening, we are asking our sisters and our brother to share the goodness of God. God wants us to glorify him in everything we do, and whatsoever we do, he wants us to bring glory to him and also praises. So all praise and honor go to the Lord. I have some wonderful praise report, but let us pray, and then I will welcome you guys. And asking my brothers and sisters, you know, you can share with a song or a reading of scripture and some praise report. Lord, we want to come before you at this time as your sons and daughter come before your throne to give you thanks and praise for all the blessings, Lord. We thank you for salvation. We thank you, Lord, that you have covered us under your blood, Lord, from sickness and these diseases that is plaguing the world, Lord. We want to thank you for the strength you have given unto us, that despite of what is happening, you allow us to be strong. Tonight, dear Lord, our Health Reform Thursday, Lord, for us to know more about you, in which you told us in your word that the health message is the right hand of the gospel. And dear Lord, you have given us, Lord, a true knowledge of God for us to know you, for us to see you. And dear Lord, this true knowledge, we have seen it in nature, dear Lord. We saw what you have done in the earth in Psalms 19:1. You said the earth is full of your glory. And also you'll allow us that day unto day utter its speech, and night unto night show it knowledge. That is your creation, Lord, and we know that your creation, there is a lesson for us, Lord, to look upon how holy you are and for us to serve you, Lord, because you have provided everything for us. Help us to be faithful tonight, Lord. Cover us under your blood, each one of us, those who are on the internet. Lord, we ask you, Lord, to allow them that they can give their life fully to you. Bless us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Welcome again, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, again on to this Health Thursday night. I wish you all the best, and I hope that you all have a wonderful day. And as we are heading on nearer and nearer to our preparation day tomorrow, we ask the Lord to bless us. And I will just open with this opening remarks, as tonight is the Health Thursday. And my scripture passage is coming from Psalms 19:2-4, and also some other psalm, but further on. So I'm asking my brothers and sisters, if you could get your Bible. You know, we are facing, coming in the true knowledge of God, brothers and sisters. And the true knowledge of God, something we should study, the knowledge of God, so that we will able to keep our eyes upon him, in him, and to live the life that he wants us to live. So we are in Psalm 19, and that is actually on my favorite Psalms. And, you know, it says start from 1. Yeah, you can get your Bible, Psalms 19, and then we will just have a little comment about this. And then, brothers and sisters, I'm asking everyone to press one that you can hear. Sister Powell doesn't want you alone to be hearing. And Psalms 19:1 said, we're going to read it, right? God's nature and God's creation. And everything that God has done, we can saw it in the glory of God in everything that he has done and made for us. And it is said here, this is both God's creation and his word reveal his greatness. So when we look upon God's creation, you know, we saw his greatness. When we look upon the word that he have given unto us, we also saw that God is a true and living God. It said, "Near the heavens declare the glory of God." Brothers and sisters, that is the glory of God. When we look upon the heavens and the firmament show it his handiwork. Said, "Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard," right? So we can see the glory of God there in the heavens. We can see the glory of God in the earth. And it also says that all things tell us of his tenderly, fatherly care and his desire to make his children happy. So Jesus wants us to, he wants to make us happy, my dear brother. The mighty power that works through all nature and sustain all things is not as some men feel, right, or think, right? And also, some men of science represented merely an all-pervading principle and a curating energy. God is a spirit, yet he is a personal being for soul. He has revealed himself. So God has revealed himself in everything. He said the Lord is a true God, my dear brothers and sisters. He is a living God. He is an everlasting King. And that God that have not made the heavens and the earth, even they shall perish from the earth and from under their heavens. Right? So God is such a loving God. He is such a kind God. He is such a true God. He is worthy. He is worthy to be praised. So when we look at nature, it's not God, right? Said nature is not God. And we heard a lot of things is happening in nature and what they want. You said God's underwork in nature is not God himself in nature. The thing of nature are an expression of God's character. What is his character? His name, right? But we are not to regard nature as God. We here, brothers and sisters, we are not creating nature. He had created nature for us, you know, to look at and see the wonderful things that he has done. But as we have been hearing around us, all around us now is nature, climate change, and all these things is happening. So, brothers and sisters, let us not be fooled. Let us study God's word for ourselves. And when we study God's word through the Holy Spirit, and it guide and lead us into all truth, there is how, my dear brothers and sisters, we can go and share with others about the goodness of and what he has done, and know that he is holy and he is the only true God who we should serve in spirit and in truth. So on our Health Reform Thursday, right, he also show us the germination of the seed. So he used nature to show us how our spiritual life should be. And the beginning of our spiritual life and the develop of a plant is a beautiful figure of figure of Christian growth. So when we look at the plant and we saw how that little plant grew, we plant it as a little seed, and when it grew up, we saw that how beautiful it is. That is our Christian life grow, brothers and sisters. Our Christian life grow daily, minutely, and hourly with him. And the more we commune with God by reading his word and studying his word and sharing his word and have the love of Christ within us, we are growing spiritually. So my prayer for myself, Sister Powell, and everyone, so that we will grow spiritually, grow in his word, grow to be having the character of Christ. And only the character of Christ is going to allow us to stand in these last days, in these perilous times ahead, these perilous days and time that is happening. But we know we have a loving Jesus who care for us, a loving Jesus who said if we content with him, with all these promises, he will content with us. So I am going to stop now my praise report. Brothers and sisters, I'll give you a great praise report. And I'm asking my brothers and sisters, I would like to see your first number one that you can share. Well, my praise report before, brothers and sisters, press one. Just a while ago, I was outside at the front door, and my neighbor, her name is Pam. And Pam is not really a Seventh-day Adventist or a Christian, but I know she's a loving person, a kind person for a neighbor. And she told me a few months ago that she was going to feed the poor, feed the homeless one Sunday. But the Sunday when she was going to feed the homeless, that was, I had to travel, so I was not able to go with her. But she told me that she went out the Sunday and she added she fed the homeless, and she had 100 package of stuff, and it was so successful. All that she brought back home, it was 2 packages, and when she came, she saw 2 little children, and she gave them the children, and she was so excited of her project. She had a project that she had fed 198 packages, she said she had, and she came back with, she had 100, and she did 98, and she came back with 2 packages, and that was a blessing. And she said, oh, Mrs. Powell, we are going to go out back again. And I told her, yes, my dear, anytime you're ready, I will. That's a praise report. She's out there feeding the hungry. God, we ask you, her name is Pam. We ask you to continue to pray for her so that God will give her the strength, that she will be obedient, fully surrender her life fully, that God, as God have been using her in the vineyard to help the poor and the needy. So that's one of my prayer reports, and I'm going to open the line. Now you can tell your name and where you're calling from. 8518-482, your line is open. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from? Your line is open.
Okay. Good evening, Sister Powell, and all my brothers and sisters who are online this evening. I am just, this is Sister Cantinelli from upstate New York speaking, and I'm thankful to God that he has spared my life, and he has blessed me so much with so much blessings that I don't have enough. My cup is just full and running over. I could give you all of my experience that I had within the week. My sister-in-law was sick with the COVID. She went in the hospital, and she's out now. My husband was sick. He went to the emergency, but he's out, and he went back to work, so that's good. I got a newborn great-nephew, great-niece, in fact, this week, just this morning. And she's in Antigua, and we're so happy for her and her and the family, and I'm asking God to pray for her, to bless them so that they can grow, you know, to be really good children as they grow up in these times, because we know these times are very hard times for anyone, any child to be grown up. So we have to pray for all the children. Right now, I would like to sing this song, Blessed Jesus, Meek and Lowly. Here with us, take thine abode in. we would faint like baby holy, humbly walking with our God. We would thy sweet spirit cherish, welcome in our hearts thy stay, lest without thine aid we perish. Oh, abide with us, we pray. And my, this is this song. I hope you would like the words of this song. It's a song of consecration. And I want all of us who know this song to sing along with me while I'm singing a few of the verses. I would sing about three verses. Blessed Jesus, meek and lowly, with his heritage thine are born. We would sing like baby holy, humbly walking with our God. We would thy sweet spirit cherish, welcome in our hearts thy stay. Lest without thine aid we perish, oh, abide with us, we pray. Guide us in the path to heaven, rugged though that path may be. Let each bitter cup that's given swerve to draw us nearer thee. In thy footsteps rest before us, there we see our scorn and frown. There is suffering ere the glory, there is a cross before the crown. Then with thee may we forever reign with all the good and blessed, where no sin from thee can sever, where the weary are at rest, there to praise the matchless giver, there with angels to adore him who did true grace deliver us from death forevermore.
My encouragement to you this afternoon is saying that if we would give more expression to our faith and rejoice more in the blessings we know we have, we could have more faith and greater joy. And if you will cooperate with his plan, that's God's plan, as given in the Bible, he will give us all eternal life. And each one of us this afternoon want to have eternal life. Before I read my, before I give you my little health tip, I would say a short prayer, and I pray. Heavenly Father, what a privilege it is to be on this prayer line this evening. And we are thankful for all those who put aside their work and whatever they are doing to be on this line this evening. Because, Father, we know that the days in which we are living is very troublous ones. And help us, Lord, that we will find time at all times to be with God's people, to lift up his name, to bless others, Father. This evening, we thank you. We thank you for your love that is new to us each day, Father. And I pray that you will bless this prayer line and all who come upon it this evening. Bless those who are sick, Father. I pray that you will touch their hearts and help them to know and to remember that you are God, and there's not a sickness, not a sorrow, not a nothing that comes across them that you do not know about, and you cannot heal. So, Father, I pray that you will be with each one. Strengthen us individually and collectively as we come on this line this evening. Bless the young people, Father. My heart goes out to them because Sister White has said in her messages, she said that it's a very unfortunate age for the young to be born at this time. And we have to give God praise and glory and encourage them as much as we can to help them into God's kingdom. This evening, Father, I place all the leaders on this prayer line into your care. I pray that you will bless them, that you will strengthen them, that you will give them direction, that they may be able to operate this prayer line in such a way that will bring praise and glory to your name. Be with those who are in trouble, those who are sick, those who are just restless, Father. They don't know what to do because there's so much going on around them. They are confused, Father, for these type of people this evening. I ask you that you will be with them in their head and in their thinking, and that you will help them and point them to you, who is the truth, the way and life. Father, I thank you this evening for being with us, and I pray that you will bless us all and keep us all faithful to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
This evening I just wanted to give you a little, you know this common thing we have about belching, right? Belching. Or we call it burping sometimes. That's bringing up air from your stomach, right? And it is more frequently caused by bringing up air that was swallowed with food and drink taken in. This is called erucitation. And when belching occurs repeatedly all day long, listen, it is called aerophagy. A-E-R-O-P-H-A-G-I-A. You could pronounce it however you want. Which is caused by unconscious. A-E-R-O-P-H-A-G-I-A. Which is caused by the unconscious repeating swallowing of air when we belch constantly and eating when we eating fast. We normally have about a cupful of air in our stomach all the time. Each time we. You know, you're eating, you're drinking with straw and all of these things. You're taking air into your system. You said each day we swallow air and make some in one stomach, about 10 cupful in 24 hours. And because of this, 9 cupful is too many. And so we have to belch. Yes, we have to belch occasionally. For natural remedies for this, our natural remedies for this, I want you to take good care. Take a note. Natural remedy, make a habit of not gulping down air as you eat. Just think about being more careful will help a lot. So when you're eating, don't try to eat fast and gulping down your food. And next thing, the number two is chew with your mouth closed and do not talk while you're eating. You know, some people like to do a lot of talk when they're eating. My parents always like that bad habit. You don't talk around the table. Do not eat food which produce gas, such as beans, carbonated drink, and beer. Do not drink in other ways, out of cans, bottles, or through a straw. All of these, you take air into your system. Avoid food with high air content. And this includes ice cream, right? Beer, omelets, whipped cream. Ginger also stimulates digestion, and is good both for relieving and preventing belching. So this is another cure that we could use. We could use ginger. It prevents belching, and you could take the ginger by the powder and you boil it for a few minutes, and before you eat, you drink some of that. Use some of that ginger tea, what we call it. drink a cup of ginger tea or drink it with the meal. Next, we should always try to eat nutritious food and take vitamins, minerals, and supplements so you will make enough digestive enzymes. Add 1 teaspoonful of cardamom. I know that cardamom is a very good thing because it's even good for your people who have pressure, because I use it sometimes. 8 ounces of water, you boil it for 10 minutes and drink it hot. This cardamom will help that gas that is accumulating in your stomach. This herb helps to reduce muscle spasms too. You know, sometimes you're belching and you want, like you want to throw up. You feel so full with this air that you feel like you want to throw up sometimes. So the cardamom, 1 tablespoon to 8 ounces of water, you boil for 10 minutes, and that will help with the air that is in your system. And this is what we talk about gas, bloating too. This is another subject. But all goes together. Sometimes you see people say, my stomach is bloating, it's bloated. This is the stomach or the intestine seems to be too full, when it's too full. And bloating is the accumulation of gas too in the stomach, intestines, or bowels. Normally, the stomach is sterilized because of the acid environment. But when it does not contain enough hydrochloric acid, bacteria from the small intestine migrates up the stomach. Arriving there, it ferments the carbohydrates and sugar. And this produces gas, or what we call bloated, a bloated stomach. Yes. The food becomes fermented and sour in the stomach due to the acid contents. This is caused by wrong food combination. Drinking with meals hastily, eating, or poor mastication, poor chewing of your food. You don't chew properly. You're just hurrying everything. So the natural remedy for this one, for flatulence or gas bloating, is take 1 oral hydrogen peroxide. Hydrogen peroxide, 20 drops, twice a day, along with some other minerals. Take 15 minutes before meals. Be sure you take it through a straw. It does not get on your teeth, because if you use this hydrochloric, it would erode your teeth, I must say. It will wear it down, right? So be sure that if you use that type of thing, this hydrogen peroxide, it doesn't touch your teeth. Use a low-fat diet, and this helps to reduce the carbon dioxide production in the top of the duodenum area of the small intestine. Another thing we drink water. A dry mouth encourages swallowing. And eat more slowly. Chew your food well. Relax when you eat. So I'm going to stop right there. And one more thing that you should use is to take chlorophyll to reduce the gas and odor. And do not postpone bowel movement. If you want to go to the bathroom, just go. Don't wait. You know, some people like to wait around. That's not good. It reduces gas causing sulfur compounds, like in beans and, you know, these garbanzo beans, pinto beans, navy beans. These are gas and sulfur producing food. And use these following tactics. Involves a lengthy soaking. You have to soak them, drain off the water, and you know how you do it to cook these things to get rid of some of the gases or whatever they produce. Yes. And the best thing to use, it says, is to use charcoal too. Charcoal helps to reduce the gas. So that is one thing you can remember. charcoal. It's used to help to reduce the gas. Charcoal will absorb it and carry it off. So activated charcoal now. So that is very good for that. If you don't have the charcoal, you have the tablet, you could use those tablets to help you before going there. Do this over 2 weeks. And one simple other thing that we could have to get out gas from our stomach is walking. Walking helps to break down the bubbles so they can be more quickly expelled. And if you're old and you can't walk, another thing that you could use is sit in a rocking chair and just rock gentle backwards and forwards. Okay? So that is my little advice to you this evening, and I hope that you get something and will remember something when you have this common, because these are common things that attack everybody, most people then, I must say. Belching, gas, bloating. These are things that we need to know, these little, you know, these little shortcuts so that it can help us when we are having these things. And water too, just sipping water. Sipping some hot water, it helps the bloating too in the intestine. It's lie down for a half an hour after meal. And give no fluid with meals. We know that. No fluid with meals. And this will help to, the situation. Okay, well, I thank you. I could go on with that, but I want to stop right there for today. That those two things, belching and bloating, right?
Amen.
So I hope
Amen.
You get something from helping belching and gas bloating. Thank you, Sister Powell, for opening my line.
Amen. Amen. Yes, Sister Tinelli, can you continue? You finished? Sorry.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Continelli, for that presentation. This is more than just a little health tip. This is a presentation. And Sister Continelli, I was going to call you earlier that you could do this presentation because I think our speaker this evening is in class, so, but eventually I know you have done it all. And brothers and sisters, this was a lot of information about bloating and burping. All that is one. And that is the reason why, you know, we have to really give God thanks for the natural remedy that God has given unto us, because I do hope that my brothers and sisters here on this line write down some of these information that our sister gave us in the health presentation this evening. And that is why it is so important for us to follow the health message, that is the right arm of the gospel. And we know she said, give a lot of things that I listened a while ago, how important water is and how important proper diet is for us, as we have the 8 laws of health with nutrition, exercise. She told us about that a little. If you cannot walk, you can rock, you know. She also spoke about water, both way in drinking and how to use it. And I know sunshine is in it, in that, and temperance and air, you know, not the air as we breathe out the air. She told us that when we bloat it, we know that is air is in our stomach, and all we are the one who actually cause it by eating and drinking and doing all these things at the same time, not properly chewing our food. You know, we are like we are in hurry, heating our food, overeat and all that. And all that came out of the health message this evening. So, brothers and sisters, I'm asking each one, let us really, you know, be obedient to God's health message that he has given unto us. And that will help us as Health Thursday. It will help us how we are supposed to be able to manage ourselves and also to go out to help others, because I do know that that presentation that we got a while ago from our dear sister is from the health message, and I know that a lot of people need these information. So we are asking you all, let us share these information. These are simple, natural things. If we be obedient to follow these things, right, we will be able to cure and also to help others. So I just want to thank you, Sister Cancinello, for that presentation. And if my speaker is not on before the time and we have a little time, we still can open the line. And if you want to continue that, you know, as Thursday, I will also do that share. Getting time now, right? So we're going to open this line asking my sister if she'd like to present a song, testimony of praise. Brothers and sisters, so many things is happening, and I do know that you all want to share. I will, oh God, he's so good. You know, we look upon what he has been doing for us, and we are so praised. We are so thankful to know that our loving Father is so good to us, and that he promised that he will help us and he will be with us even to the end of time. So let us be faithful, brothers and sisters. Let us hold on and be obedient to his will, his word, and his command. And then we will see his goodness for us. So we know that today is the health message, and we know what God have given unto us in 1 John. You know, he gave us the plant for us to enjoy the plant, and also the leaf of the plant for our remedy, natural remedy. And he also in 3 John around there, my beloved, he wish above all things that his children will prosper. And he loved to hear when his children settle in the truth. And I want to thank God that his children on this little line can come together to listen to his word and get, you know, more and more understanding of him, you know, and see how he wants us, you know, to go out to present his message, and also to be faithful that when these things come down, and that it is not a come down, it is happening all around us, but we will be strengthened. So I'm going to open this line, 272-770. Your line is open. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from? Can bring a song or a scripture or praise report.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Powell, for opening my line. My name is Tymiko from Pennsylvania. Thank you, brothers and sisters. This is Happy Health Thursday. So I'm so grateful to be on the line, and I would like to sing a song, He Lives, in the hymnal. So God bless you, and please listen to the beautiful song. God bless. I serve a risen Savior, he's in the world today. I know that he is living, whatever men may say. I see his hand of mercy, I hear his voice of cheer. And just the time I need him, he's always near. He lives, he lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walked me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives within my heart. In all the world around me, I see his love and care. And though my heart grows weary, I never will despair. I know that he is leading through all the stormy blast. The day of his appearing will come at last. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know. know he lives. He lives within my heart. Rejoice, rejoice, O Christians. Lift up your voice and sing. Eternal hallelujahs to Jesus Christ the King.
Excuse me.
The hope of all who seek him, the help of all who find. None other is so loving, so good and kind. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives within my heart. Amen.
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 Amen. My dear sister, you have a praise report or a prayer?
Oh, yes.
In prayer. Praise report.
Sure. Yes, I wanted to share that when I went to my doctor's appointment, I was able to take with me my book, My Steps to Christ, My Three Angels' Messages, The Great Controversy, and The Ministry of Healing. So as I went out, I was talking to the people in the doctor's office, and I was able to place some of the literature with them, and they were thanking me. They were smiling and thanking me so much. And they said, I thank you so much for this book, and that I didn't even know it was free. You're giving out this book for free? I said, yes, it's my gift from me to you, and that Jesus in me loves you, so I'd like to share this with you, and that we're in the last days, and we need to draw closer to the Lord. And James 4:8 brings out, draw close to God, and he'll draw close to you. So I was so grateful, and I thank the Lord that I was able to place these books with them, and they were so happy and so grateful. They were all thanking me. They were all smiling, and they said, this is what I need. I'm going to go home and read it. Others told me, thank you so much. I appreciate this gift. So everyone was happy, and I'm so grateful to the Lord, because we need to do more evangelism work in these last days and win souls for Jesus. So I'm very grateful to share this with all my dear brothers and sisters on the line. And if I may read a scripture in the Bible,
I would like to share.
Thank you.
And you can lead me in prayer, too.
Oh, okay. I'd like to read Psalms 91. I love Psalms. They're such a beautiful psalm. Psalms 91 from 1 to 16. And it says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him I will trust. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and of the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and your buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you, to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent, and shall trample underfoot. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life I shall satisfy him and show him my salvation. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Okay. I'd like to say a prayer. Now, dear Lord, as we pray, take our hearts and our minds far away from the press of the world all around to your throne where grace does abound. May our lives be transformed by your love. May our souls be refreshed from above. At this moment, let people everywhere join us now as we come to you in prayer. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We give you all the praise and thanks and honor for a precious day of life, dear Lord. Thank you so much for waking us up this morning in our right minds, dear Lord. We thank you so much that you gave us a peaceful night's sleep, dear Lord. We thank you that we are on the prayer line with our beautiful brothers and sisters and Sister Powell. Dear Lord, we thank you so much for her. May you please continue to bless us all, dear Lord. Pour out your Holy Spirit upon each and every beautiful person on this prayer line. Bless all of our dear brothers and sisters. I'd like to lift up Sister Powell in prayer, dear Lord. Please bless dear Sister Powell, dear Lord, as she conducts this beautiful prayer line. Dear Lord, strengthen her, be with her, guide her, protect her, dear Lord. Cover her in your blood, dear Lord, and cover her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. And let no weapon formed against her shall prosper, dear Lord, but keep her safe in the precious palm of your holy hands, dear Lord. We also pray for everyone on this prayer line. We want to lift up our dear Sister Constanelli, who brought that beautiful health message to us, dear Lord, about the belching and the burping and the gas, dear Lord. We're so grateful that she has all this information for us so that we will learn how to take better care of our health and better care of our bodies, that we need to drink more water instead of sodas and all these sweet soft drinks, dear Lord. We need to drink more water, do more exercise, and walk. And if we're not able to get out and walk, we can sit in our rocking chairs and rock back and forth. So there's so much for us to do to stay healthy, dear Lord. And we want to continue to stay healthy, dear Lord, so that we will take care of ourselves, dear Lord, as our body is not of our own. We belong to you, dear Lord. Thank you so much for these wonderful health messages that she has given us. And we're so grateful to share these things on the line with our brothers and sisters. We are so happy to be here together, all of us. I don't remember all of your names, but I'm so grateful to be here with you. And we just want to lift up the Lord, dear Lord. We want to bless his great and holy name and give him all the praise and honor and glory. And we thank you for this beautiful Health Thursday, dear Lord. May we continue to serve you and do your will, dear Lord. Not our will, but thy will be done. Help us, dear Lord, in these last days to rely on you for everything, because we could do nothing of our own. As you are the vine and we are the branches, we need you each and every day. So Satan is constantly attacking your people. He's trying to take us away from our families, separate the families, dear Lord. So we ask that you keep us together as a close-knit family, dear Lord. We ask that you cover us all on this line in your blood, dear Lord. Keep us safe, dear Lord. Hide us under the safety of your wings. Hide us in the ark of the safety, dear Lord. And please hide us behind your presence. Hide us behind the cross so that he will not be able to hurt us or tempt us. May we continue to read your word day and night. May we continue to repent of our sins, dear Lord. Please help us. And dear Lord, if there's anything that is not right within us, please remove it from us, dear Lord. Create in us a clean heart. Renew within us a right spirit. Because, dear Lord, we do not wish to sin anymore, but please give us victory over sin, dear Lord. We need you so bad. And we want to pray for all of those who are hurting, all of those who are sick. As the Lord is a great physician, he will be able to heal you. By his stripes we are healed, dear Lord. So we want to remember that we don't have to worry about going to doctors and taking all this medication that they're giving us. That is killing us. We just need to remember the health message that you gave us in the book of Genesis, dear Lord, that you have provided every single herb for us, dear Lord. You have given us everything that we need, every herb, every spice, that yield seed fruit, dear Lord, that we have in the book of Genesis chapter 1, verses 29 through 30. So we don't have to worry about taking their medicines that are killing us. We just need to remember to do what you tell us to do in the Bible. The Bible is our guide. It is our word. It tells us what we should do. It's like a map for us. And the Bible is a basic instruction before leaving earth. So, dear Lord, may we always remember to put you first in our lives and to do your will, not our will, but thy will be done. And may we always remember to put on the complete suit of armor, which is in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 through 20, where it brings out we want to put on the complete suit of armor. Today we claim victory over Satan by putting on the whole armor of God. We put on the girdle of truth. May we all stand firm in the truth of your word so that we will not be a victim of Satan's lies. We put on the breastplate of righteousness, dear Lord. May it guard our heart from all evil so that we will remain pure and holy, protected under the precious and holy blood of Jesus Christ. And we put on the shoes of peace. May we all stand firm in the good news of the gospel so that your peace will shine through each and every one of us on this prayer line, and we will be a light to all that we encounter. Amen. And we take the shield of faith. May we all be ready for Satan's fiery darts of doubt, denial, and deceit, so we will not be vulnerable to spiritual defeat. And we put on the helmet of salvation. May we keep our minds focused on you at all times, so that Satan will not have a stronghold on our thoughts. And we take the sword of the Spirit. May the two-edged sword of your word be ready in our hands, so that we can expose the tempting words of Satan. And by faith, your warriors, your soldiers, we have put on the whole armor of God, and we are prepared to live this new day and this new year in spiritual victory, dear Lord. We want to do your will always, dear Lord. Please help us to do these things, because we can do nothing of our own, dear Lord. We need you each and every minute, each and every second, dear Lord, as you are the Alpha and the Omega. You are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You are the great I Am. You are Emmanuel. You are the Prince of Peace. We give you all the praise and honor, dear Lord. We exalt you to the highest. We love you, dear Lord, because you love us with an everlasting love. And you said you'd never leave us nor forsake us. So we stand on your promises. We receive your promises, dear Lord. And we thank you in advance for what you're going to do for each and every person that's on this prayer line tonight for our Health Thursday. Thank you, dear Lord. We place everything into your precious holy hands. We leave now in your precious care and keeping. In the precious and mighty and matchless name of King Jesus of Nazareth, I pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Tamika, for that prayer for each and every one of us. And also your song, I Serve a Risen Savior. And brothers and sisters, there is no other time we need to serve our Savior, Jesus. We know that he is our refuge. We know he is our shelter. We know that he is our protector. He is everything to us. Let us not be afraid, brothers and sisters, because he told us that he will carry us through by faith, despite of what is happening. As our sister had prior is telling us that we must put on the whole arm of God. We cannot put it on our own. So we have to ask him to help us that we will put on his whole armor. And we know his whole armor is his character, his name, and his whole character. So I just want to thank Sister Tamika for praying for us. And I am going to open this line. Brothers and sisters, thank you again for joining. And we know that God is able to do all things. And we are praying that you work a miracle on this line tonight, you know, with each heart, so that our whole life will be changed and we will be a different, every one of us, Sister Powell, and all of us will be different. We are a peculiar people, royal priesthood, and we are also holy nation. So we should be different from the world. We should be having the light out there that we, after putting on the armor, God gave us the old armor. We're supposed to be out there doing evangelism, as my dear sister stated, what she has done, how the Lord had used her by giving out all those booklets, books, you know, Step to Christ, Desire of Ages, Great Controversy, Minister of Healing, and all these, and the people were rejoicing. And I know our brothers and our sisters on this line doing the same missionary work, aggressive evangelism. So keep up doing God's work. That is what God wants each and every one of us to partake in the missionary work for this world. All right, open this line up. 240-988, your line is open.
Hello, how do you do, beloved? Pray all is well with you. It is a pleasure. You know, it's been really, really, really busy. However, I tell you, I shared with you all before that I'm taking these three classes, actually three now, and this professor, just awesome. One of them is awesome, and one of them is just like giving like a whole lot of stuff, right? And so we have the class today, and she ended early, which is a blessing. We had a task that we were supposed to do in the group, and we were supposed to do a simulation, and it just wasn't working. And so we, you know, what do you do when you have a task to do and everything else is not working? So you pray and you just ask God to lead you. And we were able to improvise and complete the task. And I thank God for that. And not only complete the task, she gave us the opportunity to be able to leave early. So that's why I'm able to come on the line. And so God is so good. He is so worthy to be praised. Even when the enemy tried to bring his snare, even when the enemy tried to bring his many snares, over 60 snares and traps, God is so good, right? He will give us the peace within the storm. So I thank God that I know him. And even when things are not going well, things are seeming like it's not going well, God is able, and he is, he's always victorious in the end because God is in control. And that's really what we need to remember. You know, even within the storm, even within the trials and the tribulation that we experience, God is in total control of our daily life. He loves us so much. Think about this, beloved. Do you know the number up here that is on your head? I mean, if you're bald, right? If you're bald, you could say, yeah, I don't have any, right? You know. But if you have hair on your head, you don't know, and this is your head. God, our God of heaven, our Heavenly Father, knows the very number of hair that is on your head. How special is that? So what more you think that he don't know the tribulation that you're going through? The ailments that you're going through, the suffering that you're going through, right? It's not because of him. It's because of the evil one, right? The devil who has come to kill, steal, rob, and destroy us because he knows that his time is short, right? But we have a Heavenly Father, and I thank Sister Tamiko for that prayer that, you know, I mean, we can pray to him through the big things, through the small things. And my last instructor, quote came from my roof. And it's so funny because the guy was like, I remember coming over here 4 years ago. He was like, you know what? Wow, I thought it was done already. But he was like, you know, oh, my, it held up. And I said, yes, God had given me a little bit of time, like 4 years. But now, you know, it's time for me, you know, to get it done. And so I thank God, you know, for keeping me, for keeping my house, for keeping my children. And when I say keeping my house, not material things, but that it's not leaking, right? I mean, those type of things, you know, I thank him for that as well. So I just want you to continue to pray for me. I did get some news today with one of my, you know, one of the claims that went in, and they said that, they're not responsible for it. We did all of our investigation. We collected the medical information, and we're not, you know, responsible for it. But what is so funny is I'm still confused because I'm like, wait a minute, how you collect the medical documentation when I'm asking the doctors if you all spoke to them, and they said no, right? But we know that once again, as I said, that is one more to snare the enemy. Our God is in control of all of our situations, all of our worries, all of our cares, all of our burdens. We just need to really put it at his feet. And I have the peace because God had kind of prepared me, you know what I mean, because the Holy Spirit was pricking my heart. You know, there was a document that was being asked, and, you know, the Holy Spirit was like, no, don't send that quite yet. You know, and so when once we contend with God, he will contend with us. And something that I heard, I was listening to one of my devotional, I think it might have been a couple of days ago, and what it asked is that, do we hear God speaking to us? You know, I've often heard people say, you know, I don't know when God is talking to me. I don't hear God talking to you. But hear what? Here's this that I learned. Come closer. He speaks to you every single day in that B-I-B-L-E, basic instruction before leaving earth. But in, he speaks to us every day through the ancient words. However, you will never hear from him if you're not opening it. Think about it. Right? If the tree falls in the forest, does it make a sound? Absolutely, but you will never hear it because you're not there. So how can you hear your Heavenly Father speaking to you through his love letters every single day, encouraging you, giving you the strength, giving you the protection, giving you the guidance that you need if you are not combing through the Bible, his holy word? And so now I look at it really differently. After I was like, whoa. So when I hear people say, oh, I don't ever hear God talking to me. I don't know what is he saying. Are we opening our Bibles to hear what hear the word that God has in store for us? And I thought that was powerful, and I just wanted to share that with you. And so, Sister Far, if you want me to share something from the Ministry of Healing, a brief, couple things, you just let me know, and I could certainly present that.
Yes,
as well.
Yes, you can go into it now because we...
All right, I will certainly do that. Amen, amen. Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, we come before you, Lord, and we thank you so much, Lord, for the praise report, the prayer request, the songs, and for each and every person that is on this line. Lord, we will never say again, we never hear the voice of God talking to us. We're confused. We don't know to recognize the voice, your voice, Heavenly Father. We will never say that again because we know that you speak to us every single day, every moment, every hour, every second. If we just pick up your holy word, you will have a word for us. So forgive us, God, of our shortcoming. Forgive us, God, of our neglect, Lord, but we ask you, Heavenly Father, to fall afresh on us today. Give us a revival and reformation so that we will be changed, so that we will continuously search your word for the message that you have in store for us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. So I was looking at a couple things as this is Health Thursday. We know that it is the right arm of the gospel. I know Sister Power went through the eight doctors that makes house call, nutrition, exercise, water, sunlight, temperate, ear, rest, and trusting God. That rest is very important. One of the things that as I'm taking this class is dealing with, you know, exceptional children. And one of the things that we pointed out, you know, there are a lot of kids that may have ADHD, may have ADD, and the studies are showing now that what they eat can also impact some of these disabilities. What they eat, what they consume, the rest that they get, the what they're drinking, the exercise can also impact their and trigger a particular disability or a particular behavior out of these children. So even the doctors, in the sense of the psychologists and those individuals, know that nutrition and rest and exercise, New Start, beloved, have a very detrimental impact on our students as well. And we have this wonderful message that we're not sharing to the world. Amen. And so I'm going to look at I'm reading from the Ministry of Healing, beloved. My pen just fell out, but here we go. I am going to go into couple. I thought that this was really, really, really thought-provoking. And these are the promises. I'm reading from Co-Working of Divine Human. And I, the Holy Spirit brought me here because I visited one of my doctor yesterday, and she had given me an allergies, because, you know, I have terrible allergies. So she had given me, and actually, beloved, let me share this with you. It has been much under control this year than really any other year, you know, so I praise God for that. And so it's because of some of the natural stuff that I've been using that has really been working. And so she had given me an allergist to go to. And I called him yesterday, and I was trying to make an appointment. And the individuals that were taking doing the intake over the phone, an assistant, she went through and she was like, "Well, if you're not jabbed, okay, I'm doing the code now, so follow along. If you're not jabbed, he will not allow you to come in his office, but he will do a televisit for you. And if you are jabbed, you can come into his office."
Clearly.
You can't hear me? Are you hearing me now?
Not clearly.
Are you hearing
me?
Are you hearing me now? Can you hear me now?
Yes, it's a little better. It was dragging.
I don't know. Hold on. I don't know what's going on. Let me see. I really don't know what's going on. Hold on. It's up all loud. Hold on. Let me put this in. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Are you hearing me now?
Mm-hmm.
Much
yes,
better?
Yes.
All right. Okay. So
yes.
So I shared that I called the allergist that my other doctor recommend that is not, you know, pushing the jab. And so I called this allergist, and I, you know, just from the get-go, the woman told me, the intake lady, she said, "Well, if you are jabbed, you can come in the office. If you're not, you will be able to, he will not allow you to come in his office, but he will allow you to, he will do a televisit on you. So it will be done virtually." And so she said, "Well, if you are jabbed, you can, you know, he'll come in and do all of the testing. If you're not jabbed, he's going to send you to a lab. So he will not have any interaction with you." So I found that to be strange. I was like, okay, well, I won't be seeing you. So immediately I called back my doctor that referred him and let her assistant know that this is what this is what they're telling people. And so she was like, "Oh, no, that's not good." So now here's what's not going to happen. She will not be recommending any of her patients to go to him, right? And so we see where this is tending, where you can't even get medical treatment if you are not jabbed. So let's go and look at what God's promises is for in the co-working of the divine and human. It says, "The physician has precious opportunities for directing his patient to the promises God's word." Can you hear me, Sister Pablo? Are you hearing me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, because I'm hearing some feedback. Okay, no problem. The physician, this is saying, this is God's promises, ministry of healing. I'm in co-working of divine and human. And so depending on the book you're in, it's parentheses 120 through 122 or 91. I'm not sure what version. So that's why I'm just co-working of divine and human, and I'm reading from God's promises. So I'm going to just read some excerpts as it pertains to this from different chapters in this book, okay? So it says, "The physician has precious opportunities for directing his patients to the promises of God's word." Did that man directed me to the promises of God's word? Absolutely not. "He is to bring from the treasure house things new and old, speaking here and there the words of comfort and instruction that are longed for." Was I comforted when I called? Absolutely not. And so there's a scripture that says, "By our fruits we shall be known." So by his fruits, I was known. I was like, I'm not going to you. You know what I mean? Because this is what you're going to be promoting. You're not promoting comfort. You're promoting fear. You're promoting anxiety. So no, I will definitely not go to you. Then it says, "Let the physician make his mind a storehouse of fresh thoughts. Let him study the word of God diligently that he may be familiar with its promise. He didn't have the promise to tell me about the herb, which is the healing of the land. He didn't have that at all. Let him learn to repeat the comforting words that Christ spoke during his earthly ministry when giving his lessons and healing the sick. He should talk of the works of healing wrought by Christ, of his tenderness and love. So if our physicians are not doing that, are we supposed to still be seeing them? I don't know, just throwing that out there. Never should he neglect to direct the minds of his patients to Christ, the chief physician. Is your physician doing that? The same power that Christ exercised when he walked visibly among men is in his word. So there's a need for a physician. Is that correct? From what we just read, there is absolutely a need for a physician. But if they're not directing us to Christ, that's not the best physician in my behalf, okay? It was by his word that Jesus healed what? Disease and cast out demons. By his word, he healed the sea and raised the dead. And the people bore witness that his word was with power. He spoke the word of God, as he had spoken to all the prophets and teachers of the Old Testament. The whole Bible is a manifestation of Christ. That is just, wow. Did we just, thank you, Holy Spirit, did we not just talk about if we won't hear what Christ has in store for us, how to heal ourselves, how to encourage, how to uplift us, how to strengthen us, how to protect us, if we are not reading the Bible? And it says right here, the whole Bible is a what? Is a manifestation of Christ. How are we going to find out about Christ if we're not reading the scripture? How are we going to find out about healing if we're not reading the scripture? How are we going to find out about gaining power and victory through Jesus Christ if we're not reading the word? It says the scriptures are to be received as God's word to us, not written merely, but spoken. When the afflicted ones come to Christ, he beheld not only those who ask for help, but all who throughout the ages should come to him in like need and with like faith. When he said to the paralytic, "Son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee." When he said to the woman of the Capernaum, "Daughter, be of good comfort, thy faith had made thee whole. Go in peace." He spoke to other afflicted, sin-burdened ones who should seek his help. Matthew 9, verse 2, Luke 8, verse 48. So with all the promises of God's word in them, he is speaking to us individually, speaking as directly as if we could listen to his voice. It is in these promises that Christ communicates to us his grace and power. They are leaves from that tree, which is what? For the healing of the nation. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Revelation 22, verse 2. It says, received, assimilated, they are to be the strength of the character, the inspiration and sustenance of the life. Nothing else can have such healing power. Nothing besides can impart the courage and faith which give vital energy to the whole being. To one who stands trembling with fear on the brink of the grave, aren't there fear being rampant, in this society, in this world? Are we being bombarded with fear and propaganda and threats and mandates? To one who stands trembling with fear on the brink of the grave, to the soul weary of the burden of suffering and sin, Let the physician, as he has opportunity, repeat the words of the Savior. For all the words of Holy Writ are his. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the water, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Amen. Neither shall the flame keep upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. I am he that blotted out thy transgression for mine own sake, and will not remember thy sin. Fear not, for I am with thee. Isaiah 43:1-4, 25:5. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them fear him. For he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. Psalms 103:13-14. Only acknowledge thine iniquity, that thou hast transgressed against the Lord thy God. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Jeremiah 3:13, 1 John 1:9. So not always save, once save, always save. That is absolutely not true. We have to confess our sins, right? We have to turn away from our wicked ways, and then God will cleanse us and forgive us from all unrighteousness. I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgression, and as a cloud thy sins return unto me. For I have redeemed thee, Isaiah 44:22. Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. And we know the correlation, right? Wool is very white. Crimson is red, right? If ye be willing, listen to the part that you play, right? If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. So that means if you're not willing and if you're disobedient, you will not eat the good of the land. You're going to eat the bad of the land. See that? If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. Isaiah 1:18-19. I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. I hid my face from thee for a moment, but with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee. Jeremiah 31:3, Isaiah 54:8. Oh, this is one of my favorite scriptures. Let not your heart be troubled. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world give it, give I unto you. Because the world is giving some what? They say they're giving cure, right? Take the job. Get peace. Go back to normal, right? But what Christ says, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world give it, give I unto you. Let your heart be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. Get it right, Seth. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. John 14:1-27. A man shall be as an hiding place from the wind, and a covert from the tempest, as rivers of water in a dry place, as the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. Isaiah 32:2. When the poor and the needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. Isaiah 41:17. Thus saith the Lord that made thee, I will pour water upon him that is thirsty and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed and my blessing upon thine offspring. Isaiah 44:2-3. Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. Isaiah 45:22. Himself took our infirmities and bare our sickness. He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Matthew 8:17, Isaiah 53:5. All right, and that is the portion that I wanted to read from that section. I do have another section that I do want to read. Sister Paula, am I able to continue just a little bit more in another segment?
Yes. All right. Amen.
So this portion that I wanted to read was the
basic. Just pause a little. I will give it down to
sure,
pause
right.
a little. Yes,
sure.
Brothers and sisters, this is a love letter that we have gotten this tonight from the Minister of Healing. And I'm encouraging my brothers and sisters to go back and read, and also, you know, to take really notes of these wonderful chapters that we have here, you know, because we know that when we study God's word, we will be more equipped, you know, to carry out his duty that he has given unto us. And it is, the duty is obedience, right? So we want to be obedient to do God's will. Yes, you can continue, my dear.
Amen. Thank you so much for that, Sister Powell. So my next chapter that I'm going to read from is entitled The Physician and Educator. We're talking about the physician. I thought that it was fitting because many physicians, you can't go see them unless you're jabbed, right? Many physicians will not see you, right? The first thing they're asking you, even about how are you doing, they're asking, did you get the jab? Did you get the jab? You know, so I thought that this was fitting as to what the purpose and the role of the physician should be. And it says, the lips of the wise disperse knowledge. The lips of the wise disperse knowledge. So I'm going to read a little bit from this section, and I'm in under restorative power in nature. Restorative power in nature. It says, the only hope of better things is in the education of the people in right principles. Let physicians teach the people that restorative power is not in drugs, but in nature. Do I need to read that again, Sister Paul? I think I do need to read that again. The only hope of better things is the education of the people in right principles. Let physicians teach the people that restorative power is not in drugs, but in nature. Disease is an effort of nature to free the system from conditions that result from a violation of the laws of health. In case of sickness, the cause should be ascertained. Unhelpful condition should be changed. Wrong habits corrected, then nature is to be assisted in her effort to expel impurities and to reestablish right conditions in the system. So should it be a jab that we should be running to change, just a thought, to change a wrong habit? To change your unhelpful condition. It says disease, it is an effort of nature to free the system from condition that results from a violation of the laws of health. Ponder that for a moment, okay? Then nature is to be assisted in her effort to do what? Expel impurities and to reestablish right conditions in the system. So I thought that was very profound. Let me just give you a little bit of the natural remedies that we have. I know you know it, but Sister Paul, I'm hearing some feedback going on. natural remedies that it's very good for us to keep hearing it, sharing it, and utilizing it, right? It says pure air, sunlight, abstemiousness, rest, exercise, and the abstemiousness would be temperate. Rest, exercise, proper diet, the use of water, trust in divine power. These are the true remedies. That's the new start right there, right? Every person should have a knowledge of nature's remedial agencies and how to apply them. Everyone, every one of you on here are medical missionaries. Everyone, you should have that where you're talking with someone and they tell you that they're going through pains, they're going through ailments, and you should be able to ask those questions, right? When was the last time you had a bowel movement? Right? When someone is telling you, oh, I have a migraine, I have a headache, you can say, how much water are you drinking? Right? Those are things that you should be able to say to them just by hearing them sharing with you what they're going through. Amen? It says, it is essential both to understand the principle involved in the treatment of the sick and to have a practical training that will enable one rightly to use this knowledge. The use of natural remedies requires an amount of care and effort that many are not willing to give. Nature's process of healing and upbuilding is gradual, and to the impatient, it seems slow. There go that, that's the spirit of the devil. Impatience, because it says what? Here are the patience of the saints. So if you're impatient, you're not on the side of Christ. And so I know for me, I was very impatient. I asked God, praying, asked God, God, help me to become patient. And he gave, trust and believe, he's going to give you the test. Amen? So that is the prayer. Anything that we're struggling with or battling with, God is so faithful to us that if we ask and trust that he will be able to take it from us, he will be able to do it, okay? The small things and the big things, right? So it says, nature's process of healing and upbuilding is gradual, and to the impatient it seems slow. The surrender of hurtful indulgences requires sacrifice, but in the end it will be found that nature, untrammeled, does her work wisely and well. Those who persevere in obedience to her laws will reap the reward in health of body and health of mind. I'm going to read that again. Those who persevere, when we persevere, that means that we have gained patience. We have gained victory, right? Perseverance is not a short thing. You got to, you can't quit. You can't give up, right? In obedience to her laws will reap the reward in health of body and health of mind, all right? So then I'm going to go into preservation of health, right? It says, too little attention is gradually given to the preservation of health. It is far better to prevent disease, than to know how to treat it when contracted. Let me go back again. Do we have a help message that we can give to individuals that will help them to boost their immune system? Listen to this. Too little attention is generally given to the preservation of health. It is far better to prevent disease than to know how to treat it when contracted. Are we hearing them telling individuals about how to prevent, how to kind of stay away, what is it called? Preventive care? Are we hearing that? No, we're not. It is the duty of every person for his own sake and for the sake of humanity to inform himself in regard to the laws of life and conscientiously to obey them. We're hearing that we are to take the jab, not for yourself, but to protect others, to protect this, da-da-da-da-da. But this is not what, listen, what is it saying? It is for the duty of every person, for you, for me, for his own sake, and for the sake of humanity to inform himself in regard to the laws of life and conscientiously to obey them. We talked about those natural remedies, the eight doctors that make house calls, new start, nutrition, exercise, water, sunlight, temperance, air, rest, and trust in God. All need to become acquainted with that most wonderful of all organisms, the human body. I'm telling you, this class, I'm studying one of them. I'm studying about the linguistic and how, you know, kids struggle with speaking and the bilabial and the nasal, all of those things, right? I'm understanding more now how the body works with even learning disabilities, with reading, all of that stuff. And this is what this is saying. All need to become acquainted with that most wonderful of all organisms, the human body. They should understand the functions of the various organs and the dependence of one upon another for the healthy action of all. They should study the influence of the mind upon the body and of the body upon the mind and the laws by which they are governed. Isn't that beautiful? That is beautiful. And Sister Powell, I am going to end with this portion. I think I have a little bit more time. I'm going to end with this portion. I'm not going to belabor you. I'm not going to hold you much longer. But I'm going to finish up this portion for you. All right. This one is the basis of reform. The progress of reform depends upon a clear recognition of fundamental truth. Truth, sieve through truth. What did I am the what? The truth, the way, the truth, the light, and the way, right? So who has the truth? While on the one hand, danger lurks in a narrow philosophy and a hard, cold orthodoxy, on the other hand, there is great danger in a careless liberalism. The foundation of all enduring reform is the law of God. Where's the true reform coming from? The law of God. We are to present in clear, distinct lines the need of obeying this law. Its principle must be kept before the people. They are as everlasting and inexorable as God himself. One of the most deplorable effects of the original apostasy was the loss of man's power of self-control. Self-control. Only as this power is regained can there be real progress. The body is the only medium, listen to this, through which the mind and the soul are developed for the upbuilding of character. Are we being pressured and forced to do things to our bodies and our minds that we don't want to do? I wonder why. You think the enemy doesn't know that the body is the only medium through which the mind and the soul are developed for the upbuilding of character? Hence, it is that the adversary of souls directs his temptation to the enfeebling and degrading of the physical powers. His success here means the surrender of evil of the whole being. The tendency of our physical nature, unless under the dominion of a higher power, will surely work ruin and death. Have mercy. The body is to be brought into subjection. The higher powers of the being are to rule. The passions are to be controlled of God. Kingly power of reason, sanctified by divine grace, is to bear sway in our life. The requirements of God must be brought home to the conscience. What? The requirements of God must be brought home to the conscience. Men and women must be awakened to the duty of self-mastery. the need of purity, freedom from every depraving appetite and defiling habit. They need to be impressed with the fact that all their powers of mind and body are the gift of God and are to be preserved in the best possible condition for his service. I got to read that again. I have to read this again. They need to be impressed with the fact that all their powers of mind and body are the gift of God and are to be preserved in the best possible condition for his service. In that ancient ritual, which was the gospel in symbol, no blemished offering could be brought to God's altar. Have mercy. The sacrifice that was to represent Christ must be spotless. The word of God points to this as an illustration of what his children are to be, a living sacrifice, holy and without blemish, well-pleasing to God. Romans 12, and I'm going to end the reading here, Sister Powell, for tonight.
Okay.
This was I would like for you to go back and read it. This one was the physician and educator. Amen?
Mm-hmm. Praise God. Can you pray for us? Thank you, my dear Sister Stephanie, for presenting this message. And we are going over this chapter, the physician and the educator, and we also have read quite a few chapters, the divine, the core.
The physician and educator. The physician and educator.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Can you close off in prayer for me?
Certainly. Dear Heavenly Father, I am just so thankful, Lord, that you have given us this word, Lord. We know that this is not of us, Lord. This is right, timely, for what where we are, Lord, because we are being forced, we are being pressured. Many of us, Lord, are being faced, Lord, with this predicament, which we know came from the devil. This is not of you. You don't force our conscience, Heavenly Father. But, Lord, you told us that we are to present this message to everyone that we come in contact with. But, Lord, how can we present the message when we, too, are not feasting in your word, in your Bible, so that we can understand what you have called us to do for this very time, Heavenly Father. So as we have learned here, Lord, that the requirement of you, God, is for us, Lord, to bring home to the conscience, Lord, that we are to be pure. We are to turn away from things that are going to defile our bodies and our minds, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord, for this word today, where we are reminded that we are a living sacrifice. Our bodies are the temple of God, and you don't want it to be defiled or to be blemished. Thank you for this word, Heavenly Father. Thank you for your peace, Lord, and your comfort, that we don't have to let our heart be troubled. We don't have to fear anybody but you, Heavenly Father. So we place our hands, we place our hearts, our bodies, our minds, we place ourselves in your care. And Lord, we know that you know how to give your children good gifts, Lord. Many on this line are being faced with health conditions. They're being faced with homelessness because of different storms and jobs, Lord, have been taken away from many people. I've heard and gotten messages from individuals who have lost their job as of yesterday, Lord, because they have made a stand not to defile their bodies. Lord, you have given us the example of the things you can do. You have given us the examples, Heavenly Father, with Daniel, Lord, and we pray, Heavenly Father, that you will allow us the strength to stand. Stand on your side, Lord, knowing that you are able to sustain us. You are able to supply all of our needs if we contend with you, if we abide in you, Heavenly Father. Help us, Heavenly Father, to be changed, not to be the same as we came, Forgive us, Lord, anything that we've done that is not in line with you. I'm hearing you, Sister Powell. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer, pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Stephanie. We have some problem here, Sister Tamika, and also Brother Eli. Line drop, and they weren't able to get back in. I think they called my house phone. So we just want to thank you for that presentation. I know that it was a presentation that we all need. You know, we have everything that we need to hear about the physician. And if that physician, what the physician should be doing, we are hearing different things from what the world physician is doing. So I'm asking my brothers and sisters tonight, you know, the enemy was trying best for us to not listen to this message, but we do know that God is in control. He gave us our body, and he wants us to be obedient with the body. And just the same we started with, say, our dear sister, Sister Consinelli, when she had brought the L-tip, and that was exactly some of the things that is happening to the body. And she were able to let us know, you know, these things happen because we are not taking good care of the body that God has given unto us. And she also spoke about bloating and burping, you know, and what we should be doing. And now we heard the old thing, what God wants us to do in these readings. So I'm asking my brothers and sisters to go back and doing the ministry of healing, as we know that this health message is the right hand to the gospel. And there is nothing under the sun that is not into these books. And we have the resources. So I'm asking, I'm pleading, I'm by myself, so that we can go into this study and that we will be obedient with the command that God has given unto us, so that we will be able to go and share with others. So, brothers and sisters, we come to an end tonight, and I want to thank Sister Stephanie for that presentation, and also to allow God have been keeping her in the classes that she have been taking. And we do know it's an overloaded work, but, you know, God is there to keep her. So, brothers and sisters, thank you all for joining, and let us keep faithful. Let us continue to study God's word, God's truth, because if we do not study, we are not going to be able to contend with Jesus' word that we can share with others. So I will offer another word of prayer, and then we will close. Father, we want to thank you for the blessing, the fresh bread from heaven that you have given unto us, Lord. We thank you for the presenter, Sister Stephanie, Lord. We thank you for your mercies, Lord, towards us. We thank you for every sister and brother who joined, dear Lord, and the resources that they brought on this line, dear Father, in singing, in praising, in sharing, Lord, help tip, Lord, that is very necessary and useful for us, Lord. We want to thank you for the many, many, many blessings word cannot express, or gratitude towards you for all that you have done. And Lord, help us that we will be faithful. Bless us, dear Lord, everyone. We ask you to bless Sister Stephanie and also her children, her grandchildren, her children, her nieces, her nephew, and her brothers and her sister, as she's praying, Lord, for her uncle who is in the hospital, Lord, and also praying for her daughter and the young people, the churches, Lord, and Father, the missionary work that's supposed to be going out there in the field. Lord, we also lift up our dear beloved Sister Tamiko, who dropped off the line. We saw, Lord, that she is really doing your will by carrying out your message through those books and tracts that she goes out, Lord, and demonstrating your love to others by sharing and also praying for each other. So we ask you, Lord, to pour your blessings. We also lift up our dear beloved Sister Cantinelli, Lord, as we pray today and bring in the health tip, Lord, despite of what happened this week, Lord, to her one of her sister-in-law is sick. Her husband was in the hospital, but you have brought them out safely, Lord, and they are doing much better. And she's giving you all the praise. And the brand new praise, dear Lord, of her new nephew, I think, Lord, that she has grandnephew that was born, Father, so she got a new life. So we ask you to pour your blessings upon her, Lord. We also lift up our dear sister, Brother Eli, continue to bless him, keep him as Brother Eli doing the work, Lord. He had Brent Shamiko to die today on the line, and she was willing and ready to share her testimony and willing to come back on the line, dear Lord. Javel and Johari is Mother Ruth, and he is with June, and he's also praying for each one of us. Lord, we also lift up Sister Katie, continue to bless her, keep her as she prayed for her asked for prayer for her grandchildren, and also her son Dominique and his wife. Lord, we ask you to bless them. We also lift up our dear Sister Carlo and all the others there. You know all of them, Sister Leola, Traveling Mercy, Sister Leola, and Brother Rick, Lord, you. Brother Ray, you have brought them from Alabama safely home. Lord, cover them, Brother John and Sister Brenda. We lift them up today to you tonight, Lord. Bless, keep, guide, and protect them and help them, Lord, as they linger and wait, Lord, for their house to finish. Father, we ask you to keep them to be strong. Lord, bless Brother Rick, Lord, Brother Udi, Brother Bernard, Melissa, and the children, Lord, the newborn, the new baby, Lord. Lord, we ask you to give strengthen the mom, Lord, that she will have a safe delivery. Father, you are so good. You are so great. And thank you for this line, that we as brothers and sisters can come to share. Bless us and keep us and allow us to have a blessed night tonight, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, my dear brothers and sisters, for joining. And we are asking you, please, to join us tomorrow. Tomorrow night is the Sabbath. So we ask you to all join us and have a blessed night. Good night.